So how long does the US process take for nurses? That's a question I've been getting. So it depends on so many factors. Number one factor is documents. Are you really ready with your documents? When the agency or the USIC asks for your documents, are you really ready to hand in your documents on time? Or you will start looking for your document. You'll be like, oh my God, I really don't know where that document is. Let me look for it. Number two is the agency. There are those agencies that are too slow to file your case. I won't mention them, but for sure, I have friends. Like, I have a friend, I did NCLEX in April, and she did in March, but her case went so slow. So it also depends with the agency that you are with. There are those agencies that are pretty slow, too slow, like too slow. So that is a factor. Factor number three is, I think, spirituality. Depends with how lucky you are, depends with how God is moving things for you. Because sometimes you might have the right documents, you might have handed in things timely, but oh my gosh, you even don't understand. Like, oh, you call your friends, did you get a case complete mail? Yeah, I did. You submitted your documents 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months down the line, but no communication from the USIC. Because I can say once you're done with your NCLEX and you start submitting your documents, I think the agency doesn't have much to do. It also still waits on the USIC or on the embassy to just do their thing. So Apple, inakuwa tricky because sometimes some things are hard to really explain. Then lastly is retrogression. Oh my God. I tried to understand that thing. I was reading it online. People would explain it in groups. I have never understood it. Because the shortage that is in this place needs nurses. So why can't you just like give them dates and let them come over? So yeah, those are some of the factors I figure out could delay the process or could fasten the process, whatever case it is. Okay.